leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of The Alex Jones Show is on. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. Make sure you're following us at Real Alex Jones on X at InfoWars. I'm at Harrison H. Smith. Make sure you're following at AJN Live, as we will soon be making some changes here. And of course, with this attack on Alex by Trump, there's been a lot of discussion about InfoWars recently about Alex Jones. Of course, I said on War Room not to repeat myself, but every time there's an attack on InfoWars like this, or like the bankruptcy, or like us getting, you know, they're trying to lock us out of our office, like, you know, every couple of months, there's some significant attack against InfoWars, and it's always disheartening when that happens, personally. It's always kind of like, really, we got this on top of everything else we got to deal with? But then, in response to the attack, comes this just overwhelming wave of support and people just from all over the place going, hey, look, I might not even like Trump or whatever, but like Alex Jones is the real deal. You cannot like him, but like he's the real deal. And of course, most people are just saying, hey, Alex Jones is a living legend. What the hell are you talking about? How dare you question his legitimacy? Because again, I can't express how like we are not only are we the most real organization in media at this point, and I can say that with, you know, authority, since I know pretty much all of the organizations. InfoWars works harder than any of them and is more real than any of them and is more independent than any of them, just bar none and by a factor of 10. But we also were sued and are currently still in federal court bankruptcy proceedings. So it is just kind of hilarious for anybody to claim that we're getting money from anywhere other than our audience. It's not possible. Unless you think that somehow the federal court is helping us launder money, like that doesn't make any sense. Or whether we would risk like long-term jail sentences for lying and committing fraud while under the intense scrutiny of the federal court. It's just absurd. It's absurd. We're the only organization ever that you can go to the public court records and see like, our finances have been combed through with a fine-tooth comb. If there had been $5 that we weren't supposed to have, they would have found it, and it would have been published. And there would have been articles about it. There's nothing. So it's just, if you've ever wondered if InfoWars is the real deal, it's impossible for us not to be. I'm just saying, and it's so frustrating hearing people lie about us continuously when just 10 minutes of research should make everything obvious. And of course, the videos from like the 90s of Alex Jones, it's all amazing. But I want to go to a video here because it is one of these. And it's kind of troubling how convincing this video could seem. Now, the video I'm about to show you is from a user called Bobby Sauce, and he's responding to some weirdo, I guess not leftist. He seems like a leftist, but I guess he's a Trump supporter. But he's just lying about InfoWars. The things he's insinuating about InfoWars are just, on the face of it, ridiculous. But listen to the, like, condescending and, like, self-important and the faux superiority and faux authority this guy puts across as he's telling you things that are abjectly and provably false. And just keep this in mind, okay? I'll talk a little more on the other side, but let's go to clip 49 here. This is a video from Bobby Sauce responding to some guy who's really good at dramatic pauses. Let's watch.
Let me ask you a question. When was the last time you paid for anything from Alex Jones?
Never.
When's the last time you bought one of his suppositories or one of his supplements? One of his t-shirts, mugs, hats? When's the last time you sent money to Alex Jones?
Never.
You haven't?
No, but he's had an objectively massive audience for literally decades. So what exactly does that prove?
Yeah. Weird, huh?
It's not really that weird. I have 700,000 something followers across my platforms. Less than 1% have ever given me money.
Because his organization cost millions to operate.
Okay, what's the point?
Yet he's fine. He keeps growing. Like he's got cash coming in from everywhere.
Look, I've never really listened to Alex Jones regularly, but to pretend like he's just got no money or no audience when he's had hundreds of millions of people following and watching him for decades, had a nationally syndicated radio show, and now has a supplement brand, one of the highest margin items that you could possibly sell. What is the implication here?
We've done the math, folks. I've been doing this a long time.
Done what math? Alex is not a publicly traded company. You have no idea what he's selling or not selling. And those hundreds of millions of people that follow him, a lot of them donate money or they buy the supplements, the margin on supplement, 50% plus. Everybody knows that the biggest way to monetize your audience is to sell your own manufactured goods. His net worth has been estimated in the hundreds of millions. Whether that's accurate or not doesn't even really matter. But at one point, his court filings showed that InfoWars was making $800,000 a day. And that was like 7 years ago. A day. So
I've been doing this a long time. Been in broadcasting and advertising marketing since I was 14 years old. I've been doing this a long time.
You were doing broadcast advertising and marketing when you were 14? What? And even if you have, that doesn't change anything.
We can't seem to figure out how those suppositories and supplements are paying all the bills.
One of his best-selling supplements is Methylene Blue. I don't know the first thing about Methylene Blue, but I looked on the website, 50 milliliters, 16 to 17 bucks, originally $50 for 50 milliliters. Based on what I see, these milliliters cost 4 to 5 cents to produce in bulk. So if you
sell a lot of high-margin items
over decades of time to hundreds of millions of people, like, what are you talking about, dude?
Let that sink in.
Let what sink in, dude? What is the dramatic, like, I know something that you don't know. I've been doing this since I was 3 years old. I came out of the womb doing marketing and sales. And look, I don't like a lot of what Alex has been talking about here. And I've always taken his information with a grain of salt over many years. But this, like, tacit implication that you have some type of inside baseball because you have expertise, so you know that this money's coming in from somewhere, when there's all these other people that are doing the exact same thing in much more nefarious ways that all of us can see in plain sight, that are provable, that are objective, that we can look at. But you did the math and can't figure out where the money's come from? What are you even talking about, bro? This follows the exact same vein as the rest of his content, which is like, oh, you don't agree with me? Well, you're stupid and ignorant. It's because you don't know, because I came out of the womb doing policy, bro. You love Trump. He's the hero. How about the billions his family's made in crypto? What's more of a threat? Alex Jones selling supplements or that? Whatever it is. This video has 5,000 views on X, and there's people in the comments saying they bought the bone broth. They bought the Methylene Blue. It changed their life. So what, dude?
So let me clarify some things real quick. I don't know where he's getting his calculation for what it costs to create Methylene Blue. That's just not the case. He's like, it costs like 4 or 5 cents. No. Go ask Grok, because that's what I did. I was like, that's not right. And if Alex was here, he could tell you the exact breakdown. He was talking about it this week because he's like, well, how are we selling this for 72% off? He's like, we're losing money. He's like, and I don't want to get the numbers wrong, but he's like, it costs us $16 to make. How are we selling it for $17? That doesn't make any sense. It's like, what? So yeah, sometimes we sell things at cost just as a promotional thing to because you're going to like the product. And once you use the product, you're going to be like, dang, I need to get that again. Like this is normal marketing. This is how sales works. This actually came up during the bankruptcy. And they were accusing Alex Jones of being extortionary or whatever. And they're like, he marks up his products this amount. Guys, a lot of our products are literally white labeled consumer products that you can buy on the shelf at major retailers. Okay. Like it's stuff that people who hate us have in their pantries and paid more for at the store than they could have at InfoWars. It's absurd. And if you look at basically every other product, I mean, because at the time, during the trial, they were saying he marks it up, and however much percent. And this is I can't believe it. This is just awful. Treating it as if it's like Alex Jones came up with some scheme to like rob people. And it's like everything you watch on TV is paid for by advertising. Do you know that? Do you understand that? Everything you watch on TV is only being broadcast on television because there are ads to sell products. That this is the most normal business structure you could possibly have. Only we're doing it under like severe total restriction, right? We have to get everything right. Again, this is the thing about InfoWars. We have to do everything perfectly. We have entire industries of people out there all day, every day, studying everything we do. Another thing revealed during the trial, where you had people come out and going, I'm a disinformation expert. I've spent the last several months studying Alex Jones and going through the incredible literature that's out there, the tens of thousands of articles and scientific investigations by universities around America studying Alex Jones, studying InfoWars, not out of academic curiosity, but like a general studies the battle plans of his enemy general. they're studying us to try to defeat us. Other places, other retail outlets are going under constantly, going bankrupt constantly. All they do is sell products, and they can't keep the doors open. We sell products to fund our production. We're under the same constraints that your average, you know, brick and mortar retailer is under, only we also fund an entire news network with the proceeds. And we're still succeeding. And so I looked into it, and it's like, okay, how, you know, whatever, let's take a random well-known brand that advertises everywhere. If it's so bad that Alex Jones sells good products to, you know, promote his, to fund his production, okay, CNN advertises Coca-Cola, right? It costs something like 5 cents for a bottle of Coke. They turn around and sell those bottles of Coke for $5 in some cases. That's 100 times mock-up. So this is the thing. If you're going to apply these, you know, constrictions, these accusations against InfoWars, it's like we do it less than anybody else, and our stuff is better than anybody else. We have to be, because if we're not, we'll be destroyed. We have to have people come back to buy our products. Why would we sell them bunk products? We have to deliver what we advertise, or else every DA in America would be salivating to bring us down. We have to do it by the book. We have to do it perfectly. It's why, you know, Alex got a big tax refund once the bankruptcy started, because we're so cautious. We know the type of scrutiny we're under. We'll go over and above and beyond, even if we don't have to. And when I do War Room, it's like everybody who calls in has a story about how methylene blue or iodine or one of our products has transformed their life. We don't tell them to do that. I don't even know they're going to do it when I go to their call. I'm like, you know, James from Missouri wants to talk about Trump. Welcome to the show. And he's like, let me tell you about how methylene blue saved my life. It's crazy. It just happens. Our products are amazing. Anyway, it's just all of this is designed to try to destroy us. And we've already been on the brink of destruction for years now because of our support of Donald Trump. And then it's Donald Trump himself who comes out and says, actually, it's a good thing this is happening. It's a good thing Alex Jones went bankrupt. Just infuriating. So you do support us by going to thealexjonesstore.com. You are the only way that we get support. Unlike every other organization, spokesman, outlet, news, magazine, they all take money from sponsors. They all take money from interest. They all take money to say certain things that they don't believe. That is the definition of grifting. We say exactly what we believe, regardless of who wants to say anything about it. And we're able to do that because Alex deliberately created a system that was free from influence, coercion, or control. He understood that we would be targeted. He understood that if we relied on payment processors like Patreon, we'd be taken down. If we relied on subscription models, that could be done away with by cooperation with big tech. If we wanted to do it, what we did was very simple. We created a sort of agreement, a sort of contract with our audience. We tell you the truth, and in exchange, you go to thealexjonesstore.com. That's it. Nobody else is in control. Nobody else can determine for you whether or not we're telling the truth. All we can do is appeal to your, you know, personal discernment and say, hey, I think we've upheld our end of the bargain. I think we have told the truth, and it's hurt us. And it's really caused a lot of suffering for all of us individually. It has not been an easy couple of years at this company, let me tell you. Not because of anybody here or anything that we're doing, but the attacks that we're under, like, we've suffered. We've actually suffered and been disadvantaged by all this stuff. But it's fine. We're going to continue to tell the truth. We're going to continue to tell you exactly what we believe and exactly what we think is happening. And even if you disagree with us in our interpretation, I hope that you can recognize that we're not BSing you. We're not lying to you. We're not making stuff up, taking stuff out of context, because that would be in violation of the very contract that we established. We will tell you the truth. You support us in this mission, and it is an unbeatable symbiotic relationship. Go to thealexjonesstore.com to purchase one of these incredible products. Feel the difference for yourself. And know that you are straight up, as literally as possible at this point, slapping the New World Order in the face. Every dollar you spend at thealexjonesstore.com is a slap in the face and a spit in the eye of the bad guys that want us to go down. And that alone, I think, is good enough reason, but there's also all the other great reasons. Anyway, thealexjonesstore.com. Please do support us. We really do appreciate it. Here's Donald Trump's statement on, and we're going to finish up with the war in Iran and move on to what happened to Savannah and what's going on in Ireland now. But just to close out with Iran here. So there you have it, Donald Trump says. The meeting went well. Most points were agreed to, but the only point that really mattered, nuclear, was not. Effective immediately, the United States Navy, the finest in the world, will begin the process of blockading any and all ships still trying to enter or leave the Strait of Hormuz. So we're going to now be bombing Chinese ships, I guess. I bet that'll go really well. I've also instructed our Navy to seek and interdict every vessel in international waters that has paid a toll to Iran. It's beyond Mad King Lear. It's beyond King Theoden. It's to the point, how I put it last week on War Room, it's like Donald Trump is pursuing the madman theory, the madman strategy of Richard Nixon, only he's actually doing the madman thing. The whole point of the madman scheme is it works because you're not actually crazy. It doesn't actually work if you're just genuinely insane. The way it's like the in the Odyssey, Odysseus pretends to be insane because he doesn't want to go to fight against Troy. His son was just born. He wants to stay home. Telemachus was like 2 months old. And so he's acting crazy and he's like plowing his field and throwing salt instead of seeds. And it's like, whoa, this guy's nuts. And so the guy that came to recruit him is suspicious and goes, I don't think this guy's really crazy. I think he's acting. I think he's pretending. And so he puts 2 month old Telemachus in the field in the way of the plow, thinking if this guy's crazy, if he really is disconnected from reality, he doesn't know his baby from anything. He's going to run right over it. And of course, Odysseus goes around the baby and the guy goes, haha, you're not really crazy. You know what you're doing. Trump is doing the madman theory. And then he runs over Telemachus and like runs over his own son. And it's like, oh, okay. So you're just actually crazy. The whole thing is it's like, whoa, we don't know if he's going to really start a war with Iran or not. He could do anything. But then you do start the war and you don't have any backup plans and you don't have any off-ramps and you kill the people you're negotiating with. That's not the madman theory anymore. That's just being a crazy person. There's a difference. It's a big one. It's important. U.S. warships transit Strait of Hormuz for the first time. Several U.S. warships transited the Strait of Hormuz for the first time since the war in Iran began, with as peace negotiations got underway in Pakistan. I'm just telling you, we are just the worst, man. We really are the worst. It sucks. Like, I'm reading this, I'm just like, okay, so we really did another round of fake peace ceasefire deals and then took advantage of that to get our ships through the strait, knowing that Iran was bound by the ceasefire that we just did. So just once again, pretty much openly, we pretend to do peace negotiations that were never intended to actually result in a compromise or agreement, but instead is being used as cover to do sneaky, you know, warcraft things that we wouldn't be able to do otherwise. It just sucks. You know, it really is the worst. It's like the Minsk Accord, the Minsk agreements. When Europe comes out and goes, oh, we never intended to actually abide by that. That was just to give us some breathing room to build the army to go to war with Russia. It's like, you're not supposed to say that, you absolute idiots. And that's what it appears as though that's what we were doing here. Well, we're not actually going to do a ceasefire or peace with Iran. But if we can get them to stop firing on us, then we can slip those boats in between the Strait of Hormuz. So it's just like Iran, like Russia, are just like patience on a monument. Several U.S. warships transited the Strait of Hormuz for the first time since the war with Iran began. Peace negotiations underway in Pakistan. According to sources who spoke to Axios, the move was not coordinated with Iran and was intended to increase the confidence of commercial ships to cross the strait. It was an operation that focused on freedom of navigation through international waters, a U.S. official said. Yeah, because they're on a ceasefire agreement, because Iran actually sticks to the agreements that they make, unlike Israel, unlike America. It's just pathetic. And again, people will criticize me for that. It's like, no, I don't want to be on the side of liars. I don't want to be on the side of manipulators. I don't want to be on the side. I don't want my side thinking that this crap is clever. This is not clever. It's just evil. It's just short-sighted. okay, sure, you can, you know, humiliate Iran by killing their negotiators. Down the road, I mean, again, I'm frankly shocked Iran has not just killed our negotiators. Like, why wouldn't they? Why haven't they? I don't understand. We've killed multiple rounds of their negotiators. And yet we would act so upset and surprised if Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner were like bombed by Iran one day. Why? These are the rules we're set. These are the rules we're playing by. And Iran is not playing by them, but they could at any point and be justified in doing so. Of course, Netanyahu says, I'll keep fighting Iran and its proxies. Boichi means America will keep fighting Iran and its proxies, because Israel is not fighting Iran and its proxies. They are not putting boots on the ground, and they never will. Netanyahu made the vow in a post on X on Saturday as U.S. President J.D. Vance was engaged in diplomatic talks to end the war in Islamabad, Pakistan. He also took a swipe at Turkey, which he accused of killing its own citizens as they continue to the buildup for the next big Iran threat, which will be Turkey this time, which is why we're threatening to leave NATO, amongst other reasons. Quote, you failed to win our trust. Iran delegate blames U.S. for collapse of talks. Again, do they sound desperate to you? Do they sound like the ones begging for a deal? Do they sound like the ones holding the cards with the leverage, setting the terms, or responding to the terms? Or are they the ones setting the terms? Are they the ones dictating how this will go? It's just pathetic. It really is pathetic. The leader of the Iranian delegation blamed the U.S. for a collapse of peace talks in Pakistan. Quote, before negotiations, I emphasize that we have the necessary good faith and will, but due to the experiences of the two previous wars, we have no trust in the opposing side. Of course, why would they? I mean, the New York Times article revealed that they had planned on bombing Iran as of around February 11th or 12th. That means that from February 12th to February 28th, they were playing the Iranians for fools. They spent weeks holding fake negotiations with Iran while our preparations to attack Iran were going into place. That is public knowledge and acknowledged, and official confirmed sources have said this. So again, it's like, I think Iran would be suckers for trust. Why would they trust us? We have proven ourselves to be untrustworthy. And now the talks have failed, almost certainly because Netanyahu got involved. According to all accounts, J.D. Vance was doing a pretty good job. They were on their way to some sort of agreement when Netanyahu decided to give him a call, and suddenly everything went off the rails. Because that's our real enemy, Netanyahu.
We have it all. Ultramethylene blue, we have the best. The Shilajit, we have the best. The turmeric, we have the best. We have the best spike protein, pro-cardiovascular, ultimate life force. The best Irish sea moss gummies and capsules. Incredible. Research for yourself. We have the best at theultrastore.com. And if you buy any of them, they're 50% off when you sign up for AutoShip. Cancel anytime. And you guarantee it never sells out. They hold it back. You get 50% off on future orders. And anybody that downloads for free the Android or the Apple app, you find both links to it at alexjonesapp.com. It's free. You get an additional 20% off at checkout on top of that. Now, I had to convince Bitly to do this. They were a little skeptical because they like to give you good deals, but not this good, because it's loss leader when you use the app. But because we have an 80%+ reorder rate on things like Ultramethylene Blue, it's actually working, because you get it, you love it, and you keep ordering. So these are great products. I want to induce you to try them. You know our information's hardcore. Try the products. It's just as hardcore. 1776 worldwide. We will crush the 1984 globalist system. God bless you all.